Hello, everybody. Welcome to K-Pop in Real Life Podcast, episode 70. Y'all need to buckle up, get strapped in. We have a lot to talk about on this episode because Miss Taylor Allison Swift had some surprises tonight after her Grammy nominations. So Taylor Swift won two Grammys tonight. Her first Grammy, which was her 13th Grammy. She won for Best Pop Vocal Album for Midnights. And then Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for Midnights as well. She lost all her other awards, which is fine. And then Taylor Swift decided to drop her 11th studio album. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Her 11th studio album is called The Tortured Poets Department. It comes out April 19th. Oh my God. We need to talk about this. Okay. She decided to release this when she won her 13th Grammy for pop vocal album for Midnights. And the album cover is so beautiful. She's laying on a bed with her arms kind of on her, and she looks so pretty in this photo. Like, and then I'm just going to read you the little like prologue or whatever. She says, "And so I enter into evidence, my tarnished coat of arms, my muses acquired like bruises, my talismans and charms, the tick, tick, tick of love bombs. My veins a pitch black ink, all spare in love and poetry. Sincerely, the chairman of the Tortured Poets Department." Taylor Swift, literally, girl, what the hell are you doing? Dropping your new album? We were all convinced that she was dropping Reputation Taylor's version tonight. None of us thought she was going to drop her 11th studio album. I can't. I'm so excited for this album. What do we think this is going to sound like? Do you think it's going to sound like Folklore? Evermore? Maybe a sprinkle of Midnights? I don't know. And also, I would like to spill some tea. Taylor is now a 14-time Grammy Award winner. Taylor is the first artist in history to win Album of the Year 4 times. And I'm so proud of her. Like, I love her so damn much. I recorded my reaction to her winning Album of the Year. I'm going to post it on Instagram, so be prepared for screaming and all that. I am so happy for her. Like, genuinely, I love her so much. She is an icon, just a true icon. I don't think I will ever get tired of Taylor. I'm trying to find something. So apparently, shoot me dead. I literally cannot even find what I was looking for. God dang it. So sorry. I wanted to read you guys something because I wanted to share some tea about like the new Taylor Swift album. Okay. No. Oh my God, this is driving me crazy, y'all. Like, where? Oh my God, I can't find. I'm so frustrated right now. Like, I'm trying to find this this post. I literally cannot find anything. Like, I'm so upset. Oh my God. Anyway, I was not expecting Taylor Swift to announce album, like her new album. Like, what the hell? What are we doing? Like, what world are we living in that Taylor Swift is just like, oh, I'm announcing a new album, guys. Like, of course she is. Of course she's announcing her new album. Like, I can't even believe her. I can't. What was going through her brain? She really clowned us. By the way, she looked so stunning tonight at the Grammys. Literally, my favorite look of all time. Like, I was, okay, here we go. I found the post. So apparently, Joe Alwyn had a group text, like a group chat on WhatsApp. And the name of the group chat was called the Tortured Man Club. Holy fuck. Taylor Swift is really coming for Joe Alwyn right now. Like, what is happening? And April 19th was when the American Revolutionary War started. I don't know what is up her sleeve, but that's when her new album drops. And I literally cannot believe she even decided to do this. Like, I'm shook. And, like, I can't believe she is dropping this new album. I mean, how is everybody doing? Because I'm unwell. I cannot believe her. Like, she is a queen. Taylor Swift is a freaking queen. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I forever love this woman. What do we think the Tortured Poets Department means? I don't know. Do we have any, like, theories as to what it could mean? Here's my thoughts. I personally think Taylor has always been an amazing GOAT of a songwriter. We all know this. Taylor has been the GOAT songwriter for so many generations. She has written gut-wrenching lyrics. When I hear a line in a song, I'm like, wow, Taylor really wrote that. And we got a little bit of a taste of some Joe Alwyn songs when Taylor Swift released You're Losing Me. And I wonder what the Tortured Poets Department is going to sound like lyrically. What is this album about? I don't know. And a lot of people are like, well, and the fact is that when she announced this album, she said she's been holding on to this for 2 years. 2 years. So let's think about this. We're in 2024. And 2024 minus 2 years ago was 2022. She was still with Joe in 2022. And I don't know if we're going to get any more, like, if we're going to get songs similar, like You're Losing Me, about Joe on the Tortured Poets Department album. I literally am still shocked that we are getting a new Taylor Swift album. I really thought that we were getting Reputation Taylor's version, but Taylor was like, no, bitches, I have something better up my sleeve. I'm dropping a whole ass album with 16 songs plus a bonus track called Manuscript, which is crazy. What is Manuscript about? I need to know. Like, what's the lyrics? Give me the context. Like, Taylor Allison Swift keeps me on my toes every day. Like, when she's on stage and she gets an award, I'm always very scared because I'm thinking, what does Blondie have up her sleeve? What is she doing? Like, what is she plotting? World domination? Like, oh my God, I can't. Also, her dress tonight? Oh my God. Beautiful. The most beautiful gown I've ever seen in my life. I've loved a lot of Grammy looks, you know, and I've not liked a lot of Grammy looks from her. But this happens to be probably a top tier of my favorite look from her. She looks so beautiful. And we all know what she wore last time, the cropped blue outfit for Midnights. And, like, oh my God. This outfit was so beautiful. She had on black gloves, a white dress. Her hair was so beautiful. She had on a clock choker. I don't know. People think there's something happening at midnight. I have no idea. But Taylor Allison Swift looked like a damn queen tonight. She looked so beautiful. She had a little slit up there in her arm, on her dress. Oh my God. Like I said, I've loved many, many looks from Taylor. But this look was unbelievable. So beautiful. And I'm so happy that Taylor is now a 14-time Grammy Award winner. I am overjoyed. I also would like to say A huge thank you. So recently in my NRE apparel shop, I dropped a In My Chiefs Era sweatshirt. It is a white crew neck, and I bought an In My Chiefs Era transfers on Etsy. I bought 5 of them. And I just released these crew necks yesterday, Saturday, for the Super Bowl, because the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, and I'm so excited. And I have almost sold out of these, which is crazy. I have 2 left. I have a small and a large left. So if you are any of those sizes, I'm going to leave the link to this sweatshirt in the description of this episode. Please, I need these to sell out, and I need them to, because honestly, I'm always going to be in my Chiefs era. It's all red and gold, like their colors, and the word era is in inside an arrow, like the arrowhead. It's so cute. I posted a lot of pictures of it on Instagram and Twitter, and also TikTok, so that's where it's at. So if you could please, like, continue to, like, sell me out, that would be wonderful. I literally just, like, I'm so happy for Taylor. I am so proud of her. So, so, so proud of her. I literally just cannot. I've never been so proud of a woman in my life. I am speechless that we have a new album. So Taylor Swift's album of the year, her first one was for Fearless when she was 20. Second one was for 1989. Third one was for Folklore in 2020. And the fourth one is for Midnights. So I just love her. And I'm very excited to meet the Tortured Poets Department. I am very excited to enter this era. Very excited. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if Aaron Dessner will be on this album. I hope he is, because he slayed on Folklore and Evermore. Gave me some of my favorite songs that he's ever done. And I'm not going to complain if he is, because I love Aaron Dessner. He's a king. And, Taylor is now going to Tokyo to perform at the Eras Tour. She's going back on her tour, which is so wonderful. I'm excited for her. And then after that, she is going to be coming back to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. And then after the Super Bowl, she is going to Melbourne, Australia for the rest of her Eras Tour, the international date. So the Eras Tour is starting back up soon. I have truly missed it. I have missed the granny live streams. I have missed the prize song o'clock. I have missed it all because, you know, the Eras Tour is an amazing show. And I have a question, like, with her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, what is she going to do about the Eras Tour? Like, that's an era now. Like, we're about to enter into the era. I don't think she's going to mess with the Eras Tour, because technically, like, the songs are not out yet, and we're not really in the Tortured Poets Department era until the album, like, comes out on April 19th. So go to Taylor Swift's website and pre-order the album. I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I don't know if Taylor Swift is coming for Joe Alwyn. I don't know. I don't know what these songs are about. What do we think? Let me know your opinions. I'm very, very curious as to what was going through Blondie's mind. And why would she keep this album for 2 years? I truly was like, oh, we all clowned tonight, basically. I thought she was dropping Reputation Taylor's version. No, she did not. She decided to drop a new album instead, which is crazy. Taylor never ceases to amaze me. Like, I will always be in awe of her. I love her so much. I also, have had so many orders this weekend on my small business. I've had a total of six orders this weekend, and I'm so happy. Like, I have sold 3 out of 5 sweatshirts, so I have 2 left. Oh, I need them to sell. If you need a Kansas City sweatshirt, I got you. And if you're a size small or a size large, I got y'all. Like, seriously, go buy it right now so I can pack it up and send it tomorrow. I do have fast shipping. My shipping is either same day or next day. And if you buy something the same day and it's before 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, then I can usually get it to the post office quickly. I'm a very quick person when it comes to shipping things because I get anxiety. I'm like, I want the customer to get their package. And I just want to thank everybody who's ordered because it just means so much to me that you guys support me. And I've had a total of 16 orders since I opened, which is effing insane. I love my small business. It brings me so much joy. And my Kansas City stuff is flying off the shelves. Oh my God, I'm so excited for the Super Bowl. I hope the Kansas City Chiefs win. I love the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm a very late fan, which it's whatever. What else was I going to say? But yeah, I'm very excited for this new Taylor Swift album. I don't know what it's going to sound like. I guess we'll just have to find out when it comes out on April 19th. So, yeah, that's Taylor Swift killing us tonight. These Grammys, like, she's a 14-time Grammy winner. I'm so fucking excited that Midnight's won Album of the Year. Ugh, so excited. I love Midnight's. It's probably, like, one of my top favorite Taylor Swift albums. Like, Midnight's is so good. Lavender Haze, Anti-Hero. Ugh, such a great album. Like, I love it so much. Midnight Rain. Just so great. Karma. Oh, so good, y'all. So good. But yeah, it is now midnight. It is 12:01. And nothing has happened. So we're clowns again. I just love it. I just absolutely cannot expect. I love it. I love Taylor Swift so much. I have never, ever loved somebody in my life than I have loved Taylor for my entire life. It's been a crazy ride being a Swiftie. You know, I can't. And I'm very excited for the Tortured Poet Department. Like, I'm very excited about this. Very excited. Like, I am very interested in this album. I wonder what it's going to sound like. I don't know. The album cover is really beautiful. You know, it's stunning. It's black and white, which really explains why she was wearing black and white tonight. Like, she looks so, so pretty. You need to look up the cover. It's really pretty. I literally cannot believe she's doing this. Like, what? It doesn't seem real that she's dropping her 11th studio album in a couple months. Like, it seems so fake. It is insane to me. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, it seems fake. You know? Anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. I can't believe this is our 70th episode. Oh my God, 70 episodes is crazy to me. I appreciate you guys listening to K-Pop in Real Life podcast, all 70. If you've listened to all 70 episodes, you're a real one. Like, thank you so much. Also, if you are in need of a Kansas City sweatshirt, I have 2 left on my store. I have a size small and a size large. I really would love for these to sell out because it would be my first sellout. I'm not asking. I usually don't like to ask. I'm not forcing anybody either, but like getting 6 orders this weekend was a highlight of my whole weekend. It just means so much to me as a small business owner. But anyway, thank you guys so much for hearing about Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, comes out April 19th. Go buy it on her store. I'm excited for this. We're definitely going to be talking about it on this podcast when it comes out. Anyway, don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. If you do that, all you have to do is click the little 5 stars. You don't even have to write anything. If you do, please be nice to me. Also, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the absolute world to me. And I will talk to you guys maybe on Monday after the Super Bowl, because I don't know if I'm going to make an episode on the 11th, which is the Super Bowl, because it's Super Bowl and I'm going to be highly invested in the game. So I might record an episode Sunday or Monday, the 12th. So if I wake up on the 12th and an episode comes out, you guys know that I did not record Sunday night. So I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Love you guys. Also, go pre-order the Taylor Swift's new studio album, the Tortured Poets Department. That's crazy. I can't believe we're talking about Taylor Swift's 11th album. What the hell? Anyway, I love you all so much. Have a great night. And Taylor Swift, I'm so freaking proud of you, girl. I love you. And have an amazing, wonderful week, y'all. Peace out.